Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Support for the Roofer Coach podcast comes from Ruby, the number one customer communication solution for growing roofing businesses. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ruby creates exceptional experiences for your callers and website visitors. They take messages, screen and transfer callers, schedule appointments, perform new customer intake, confirm details with outbound calls, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist, only better, because they turn every ring into a relationship. It all adds up to more opportunities and more time saved. For more information, visit get.ruby.com/theroofercoach for up to $150 off your first month. Imagine you powered by Ruby.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, your coach, your teacher, Dave Sullivan, and sitting next to me is John Delorier, our other roofer coach from Peach State Roofing, Georgia. What is going on, John?
I'm hopped up on Celsius, so this is going to be an important podcast. I'm going to ramble a lot, but we're going to talk about a lot of good things, and if you're listening or watching, we're going to talk about what makes us different? What's in it for you? If you're a roofing contractor, why even listen to this? What if you're trying to decipher who to listen to, who to help you grow your business? That's what we're going to talk about today.
I like it. I should have had one of those myself. Just to start off, we have something in our business planning. And if you want to check it out, you can go to the website at theroofershow.com. Download the one-page business plan for free. But one of the sections that we have is how to develop an elevator pitch. And an elevator pitch, for those that don't know, is to be able to tell your story from the time that it takes to get in an elevator. Here you are with the top property manager in town, and you've got maybe 30 seconds to tell your story. And there's three parts to a good elevator pitch. And I'm going to tell those three parts because this really sizes up what our podcast is and why you may want to listen to it. So the first part of the elevator pitch is, what's the problem that you're going to solve? Now, in our podcast, and we started this long ago, there's a market of underserved contractors. We talk about how most contractors came up either through the trades or through sales, but they never learn the business end of the business. And we work with hundreds of contractors, and this is what we see, is that they may have the roofing down, they're able to sell roofs, but there's more to it because we're running a business. And as we say, John, it doesn't matter if you're selling shoes or selling roofs, you are in a business and you're a businessman first. And that's what we talk about. It's the basics. So what's the problem? The problem is that 90% of roofing contractors will eventually go out of business within 5 or 10 years because they don't understand business. And we are here to teach them business. Would you agree with that, John?
I would agree. I'd say the stats are pretty clear. Before the 2-year mark, it's more than 80% of residential roofing contractors are out of business. And before the 5-year mark, it's way over 90%. So I think the problem we're trying to solve is to help you stay profitable and stay in business to serve your customers.
Exactly. Now, the second part of a good elevator pitch, how do you solve that problem? And how do you solve that better than your competition or others that make you different, make you unique? Because we've talked about, you know, there's you have the option to listen to, there's probably 100 podcasts out there. Well, when I started this, 365 episodes, God, can you believe that? I think this is 368 episodes. Every week we've been putting out a podcast about growing your roofing business. But how we're different is focusing in on our niche, our ideal customer. And it's exactly the same way you should as a contractor. Our ideal niche is we want to speak directly to the smaller to medium-sized contractors, the startups to maybe $5, $6, maybe $7 million in sales, annual sales. And the reason for that is a number of reasons. One is it's really an underserved market. And not to compare ourselves with anybody else, because there is no comparison. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. But we've gotten this feedback is that, you know, they're talking about scaling your business to $20, $30, $40 million and top line revenue, on and on and on. We talk about profit, and we talk about building a strong foundation that you can grow a profitable, sustainable business on, because it doesn't matter how much volume you are doing. It only matters to be profitable, because you do not grow a business to be profitable. You have to be profitable to grow your business. Profitable first. And this is when we talk about the foundation, just as if you're building a house. And that has to be solid. And what makes this solid is systems and processes in place. Being able to handle the growth when it should come financially through your sales and marketing and through your production. We call it the three-legged stool. Three legs of the stool: sell work, do work, keep score. Those three legs have to be strong and solid. And if one of those legs, which generally tends to be the keeping score part or the accounting, the financial end of the business, that is usually the weak leg. And that's where we're talking about these companies. This 90% that John just mentioned, it usually almost always comes down to that third leg, which is weak and eventually tips the whole stool over. Thoughts on that, John?
So how do we solve this problem? How does the Roofer Show, the Roofer Coach Mastermind solve the problem of profitability in roofing contractors, keeping them in business past the 2-year mark and then past the 5-year mark and beyond? The way we do it, I don't know about other people who are trying to coach, but I do know this. We're not going to hold your hand and fill out the forms for you and write all the plan down. We give you ideas. We give you specific examples, and we give you examples from my business and from Dave's business and from other people that are working with us in our masterminds to show you, hey, this is where we've made mistakes and lost money, and this is where we've made good decisions and been profitable. We're not your business. You're your business. We help you take personal responsibility to actually achieve the goals that you want to achieve, to actually step back and understand why you're doing this. If it's just about money, you're going to go out of business. So we're here to not, you know, wipe your butt and take you out to dinner. We're here to actually help you grow your business and take responsibility in real ways that really will help you change your life and your finances.
It's difficult to grow a business, to run a business profitably. This is why most people can't do it. Now, when I start working with a contractor and starting up a business, for instance, I'm going to really dig down and see if they have what it takes to be an entrepreneur, to be a businessman, because most people are not. Most contractors should not be in business. And you all you got to do is look at that 90%, because they've invested their blood, sweat, and tears, their finances, and they lost everything. You may not be right for that. You can go make a great living selling roofs for other people, other companies, helping, you know, in the management, whatever that is. You can make a great living. But if you're going to run a business, it is really tough, and you've got to learn that business end of the business. But it's tough. And you're right, John, is the biggest problem that we have. We can lay this out and say, you know, these are the problems that we see that need to be solved. This is how you go about solving them. Now, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And this is where most contractors fall down, is in the execution, the implementation. You know, John and I, everybody likes to kick around all these ideas, and, you know, that's the fun part, the marketing and, oh, this and that. The implementation kind of sucks because it's really hard. Don't you think, John? You're running a business right now, real, very successful. Yep. I ran one for 30 years, successful. I certainly learned the hard way on a lot of these, but, you know, you're running a good, successful business, but it's not easy, is it?
It really is difficult every day. It is exciting. It is different, but doing things and actually implementing the things that you're learning is the hard part for most people, whether you come from a sales background or a production background. Doing the things that help move the needle towards profitability consistently are what really matters. If you're not doing social media, if you're not working on SEO, your website, you're not working on postcard campaigns, you don't care about branding. There's a lot, to your point, Dave, there's a lot of things that go on that just beyond just selling roofs and building roofs. Mm-hmm. And we talk about sell work, do work, keep score a lot, but there are things with administration and there are things with accounting that are beyond just the keeping score thing that you don't really see. And a marketing as well. Like, there's a lot of things that go on to owning a business in today's economy. It's a fantastic opportunity, but it's going to take more work than you think. And it's going to be a lot of consistent work as well. Things that we do to help solve this problem are give you resources. I hate that word, but we're telling you who we use that has been successful for this service or that service, what people we can introduce you to make maybe help you in something that you don't have. Like, those are things that we can do. We can help point you in directions of other contractors that we work with. Hey, they have a similar business to you. This is what they do. This is what works. This is what produces a return on investment for this thing. That's what we do in our coaching. That's what we can do in our podcast as well. We're trying to pull back the veil and not just talk about big words of systems and processes. We say that a lot. It's hard to describe, but we're giving you actual list of things to do in the sales process.
Them checklists. That's why. It's as simple as that.
That's right. We're giving you a checklist for things to do in your production process, after the production process, in the referral process. We're trying to help make sure that you understand that it is a complex system that you have to go through from the beginning to the end. But we're trying to actually walk through and show you, hey, this is what works for these people. This works for these people. We don't have all the right answers all the time, but we do have a lot of examples of what does work. And we have a ton more examples of what doesn't work. So that
because we've tried them.
That's right. And I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars making mistakes. So one of my goals for myself is to help other people avoid making those costly and very stressful mistakes.
And really, that's what this show is all about. You know, we talk constantly about, you know, the smart guy doesn't learn from his own mistakes. Smart guy learns from the mistakes of others. And this is what we're here to share with our audience. We don't have all the answers. We've made a lot of mistakes. And what we try to get across in our show and our teaching, our masterminds, is the stumbles that we made, the mistakes. And we want to see you avoid those, because our goal is to get you to where you want to be, your why, your destination to accomplish whatever goal that is personally. We want to help you get there in the shortest possible, least painful way to achieve that. And that's what the goal is. We talk about from day one, build to sell. We build our company out as if we were going to sell it. The reason we do that is because to sell a business, that means you have to be able to remove yourself from the business. You got to be able to step away and have that business continue to run. We talk about the 2-week vacation. What that means is if you can't take 2 weeks off from your business and go away and have that business continue to run just as well without you, you don't have a business. You've got a job. So we are teaching you how to get to that point where you've got a well-running machine and you've got options at the end of the road, whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah. And let me say one thing really quick about this. We talk about this a lot. So do other people. It is really hard to do what Dave's saying. You should still try to do it. Even if you don't want it, you don't think you want to sell your business right now. You need to build your business so that it does do this. The reason is because it's not sustainable and it's not going to be profitable if you keep trying to have a job. If you fall off a roof and and the business relies on you, guess what? The business goes away. So we talk about all the reasons why this is important, and you should be doing it with a sense of urgency. This is not something that you should just say in 5 years, I'll build this thing. You need to do it from the beginning. And again, if you don't want to sell your business, that's fine. You need to build your business so that it can run without you. It is essential that you do this, because there are so many forces at work with private equity and the way the roofing industry is changing that if you do not do this, you will not survive. You have to build the systems. You have to put the people in the right place. And this has been hard for me. I mean, we're in the 8th year in business in our second market. The first market does run without me. I'm building the second market the same way. We're going to do the same thing. I have our new Savannah area owner. He's going to run the things from the ground. And then we have our people in place, Kathleen, Tisha, they're awesome to run it from the back end. You have to do these things. It's just not an option. If you don't like what I'm saying right now, you probably shouldn't listen to us, because this is all we preach. If you think that you can just run it by yourself for the rest of your life, you're just going to struggle. We're going to have frustrating conversations. You're going to listen to our podcast, but why can't I do these things? It's because you're not going to do these steps to build your business, turn your job into an actual business.
I agree 100%. Now, just real brief, let's just give a little background. You've probably heard this story a million times about my experience, but I started off, I came out of business school and came into this family business, this little tiny business that wasn't doing much, wasn't very profitable. Came into this, and I'll tell you, I knew a lot about business, but I didn't know squat about running a business. And I made all of these mistakes, almost took the company down, because I just didn't know what I was doing, how to deal with all of the problems that keep coming up. I brought on a coach. We took a look at getting organized. We set a goal that specifically was to take me out of the business. And I wanted to travel. I wanted to have time to be with my kids as they were growing up. I had 3 boys. And I didn't want to be chained to my business as my father was. He was not able to take time off and do these things. So I wanted to do it differently. And that's came down to building a plan, having that clear why. Why do I want to do this? Where do I want to go? Where do I want to end up? Then come back and reverse engineer a plan, a business plan, to get us there in the shortest amount of time. Now, that's what we did. And it came down exactly what John's talking about. You have to have, I hate to use this word again, systems and processes in place where things run. And what we're talking about is you get hired at McDonald's, you get this big SOP, the Standard Operating Procedures Manual, and it tells you every step of the way how to build a burger. Okay, you know, here's the pickles, here's the ketchup, all of these things. It's crystal clear. So you bring in new people, and as you grow, you're able to get people up to speed, and we're all doing it the same way. And it's a machine. It's like a franchise. So we built this out, and that comes also not only getting the right people, but leadership, being a leader and understanding how to get the most out of your people to build a culture that people want to work for. And as I always say, once I've done that, get the hell out of the way and let them do their job. And that's what I did. I was a commercial contractor, very successful in California for 30 years, and exited my business, retired, cut board and started this podcast and hooked up with John. And I think that's the experience that I bring to the show that I want to teach. If I wasn't a roofing contractor, I always wanted to be a teacher. I love to help others, mentor other contractors coming up, because as you said, John, this is an awesome industry. There's so much opportunity, but you've got to be clear. You've got to have clear plans on where it is that you want to go. And most importantly, you've got to implement those steps and make it happen. John, a little about your story, and also why do you think that, you know, we partnered up on this podcast for a specific reason, and hopefully we provide not only an entertaining show, but an interesting twist on our experience and what we can offer, teach to our audience.
So you tricked me into being a co-host. That's where pretty much the short end of it.
I need a young guy that's doing it every day.
Yeah. So we've said this story a while ago. My second year in business, I was like, okay, I'm doing stuff. I'm making, I don't know what we're doing, like 800,000 or something like that. And I realized my rep, shout out to Alex Dale, sent me a link to the Roofer Show podcast with Dave Sullivan. I listened to 17 episodes the first week, and I realized I was doing everything wrong. And so I listened to something, I heard it, I knew I had a goal to do better and to not feel like I had no money, and I actually implemented the things. And so then I became a coaching client for you, and we worked together and kept, you know, doing the things. And so that's the short end of it, of how we started working together. It's because it is difficult to do this business. It is difficult to go to the conferences and go to the workshops and go all the things. You got all these binders full of information. You don't actually do anything. So that's why we ended up doing this, is because I'm a roofing contractor in the residential space. You're retired in the commercial space. It complements. It's like, if we want to talk to any types of roofers, we're able to do that. Again, we don't know all the right answers for everything, but we're at least going to show you what's working and not working for us, and what did work and what it may work for you. I think that's the value that we bring together, that we're able to have real conversations. And going back to systems and processes, here's a little pull back the veil thing. Make a Loom video. What is Loom? Go to loom.com. You can do it for free. I pay for the business plan so I can have longer videos. If you're talking about systems and processes, like, I don't know where to start. Well, create a folder in Loom for sales. Create a folder in Loom for production. Create a folder in Loom for accounting, for administration. And then create videos. Just be like, you can be alone. No one's ever going to see it. You can build the thing. Like, this is what I would do in this situation. This is how I answer the phone. This is how I write an estimate. This is what I do when I go to a job site. That's how you can easily create systems and processes. If you don't do anything that we say on this podcast, do that. That is going to help you build something that's actually worth something. Because when I brought in Tisha and Kathleen and Cameron and Clay, we're creating videos for them so they know exactly what to do. We're not just telling them and then they're having to read everything, showing them what I expect, what the company, how the company operates, and what their roles are in that and what they've been hired to do. So it's that's a system and process. You created a short video, just talk to the camera. Hey, when I pull up to a job site, I make sure I don't block them in. I make sure I get out of the truck within 30 seconds. I'm not on the phone. All these things you can do. Do this. This is just a little bit of what we provide, what makes us different than other people. Because we're just going to tell you, this is what we do. This is how you should do it. You should get Loom and do these videos. That's an example of what we do differently than I feel like other people, where they make you sign up for things and you have to do all these different modules. And they're fine. Those things are fine. But what ends up happening is that most people don't actually do the thing. They don't actually do it. So let us help you fix your problems, turn your job into a business using practical things that help you be incredibly profitable so that you can keep your promises to your family, to your crew, to your salespeople, to your customers, all that. That's what our goal is, to do those things in this podcast.
You know, I love what you say about your definition of profit, and you just went through it and you just kind of breezed through it. But I think this is so important because we talk about profit. You know, there's a saying that's, you know, top line sales is vanity. Those are vanity numbers. Profit is sanity, but cash flow is reality. The reason that contractors go out of business is because they run out of cash. Generally because they're losing money and they just don't know it. And they go to the bank and go, hey, where, as we always say, no telling where the money went. Okay. You know, it's gone. You can't account for it. So what we do is that foundation, building profit. And we keep it in really simple terms that contractors, not that, you know, that you can understand, like accounting. We break that down in such a simplistic way that anybody can understand it. And that's how we want to try to teach, is that anybody can understand this. And we're building the foundation that you can grow on. But if you can't grow profitably, you have no sustainable business. And so many contractors want to skip that step. And that's where they get, you know, there's just as many $20, $30 million businesses that go out of business as there are the smaller ones. Because you're running by the seat of your pants. You have not built that foundation. You don't have the cash flow to support that. They run out of cash. You talk to these suppliers, you know, huge companies. They can't pay their bills. It's crazy. So this is what's important. And this is how you get to a larger size. Not that we like the word scale, but we want to grow our business and grow, more importantly, our profit. So keeping those promises that you're talking about, I think that is really key, John.
I agree. We're supposed to be profitable. We can go into the whole reason of why, but if you want to stay in business, again, we're solving that problem. Do you want to be in business in the roofing space for more than 2 years, for more than 5 years? The answer is profit. That's the answer. It's going to help you. If you're profitable, you can hire the best people. You can have the best team. You can install the best products, the best equipment, all the things that you need to have to provide the best experience for customers and to get the 5-star reviews and to grow more. That's, you need profit for all those things.
I like the phrase, why wouldn't you want to work less and make more money? Okay, because that's what we can do. And I've certainly been there. Some of our biggest volume years in my business were certainly not our most profitable. And I'm like going, hold it, we're killing ourselves here. We're throwing, you know, B and C players out there. We're increasing our risk every day and we're making less money. What's up with that? Let's scale this back a bit and really get our systems down where we're in control and we're profitable. John, I'm going to wrap this up with this review that we just got a couple of days ago, because I think this really shows what we're trying to get across to our audience. And
get the Kleenex out.
It's great. You know, and this is really what it is that we do. And I want to thank Mitch for writing this. probably don't want to give his company name and so forth, but this is a real review. And by the way, we love reviews. We certainly need, and we need them on Spotify. We would like to get our reviews up on Spotify. So if you get a chance, drop us a review if you're getting value from this show. But here we are. This is called Beacons of Wisdom. Okay. And this is what Mitch says. I've gained invaluable insights from the Roofer Show, Dave's no-nonsense wisdom, and John's tactical insights surpass any other resource I've encountered. Despite never meeting them, I see them as mentors. Their discussions over a wealth of knowledge offer a wealth of knowledge and exemplary ethical behavior in an industry often lacking integrity. They shine as beacons of hope. Thanks to Dave and John, I'm transitioning from technician to successful business owner. Heartfelt thanks for sharing your expertise and guiding us towards success. How awesome is that?
Let's go, Mitch.
Yeah. I mean, this is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring value. We're trying to bring integrity. That's who we want to be. And that's what this industry should be about. It does have a bad name in a lot of areas, and there's a lot of shady stuff going on. You don't want to operate that way because that's not a sustainable business. No way to build your family, your home, your business that you can be proud of and that legacy that you want to leave. John, what do you think? I mean, I'm kind of tearing up myself on reading this review.
I think both of us are driven by this types of response. Like, we want that response. That's why we do the thing we do. We both are driven in the same way where, you know, we don't know Mitch, but it is very rewarding to help someone that needs help, that there is not a university for roofing business owners. There's not one. So we're trying to help bridge that gap in the things that we hope can help them. I mean, we don't know all the right things. We don't know everything, but we're going to try to help you in a world where there is not a lot of real genuine help to help you become profitable in a roofing industry. So that's what we're trying to do. And it's really awesome to hear feedback from Mitch like that.
And helping those smaller companies, here's Mitch that's, you know, sounds like he came up through the trades and now he sees himself as a true business owner. And that's what it's all about. If we can make that transition and continue to build this business where to whatever it is that Mitch wants to accomplish, whatever his why is, and it's different for everybody. Some people want to be huge business. Some people want to have more of a lifestyle business that they can spend time with their family and so forth. It's all different and it's up to you, but we have a blank canvas. We can draw anything that we want, any business that you want to do, but you've got to have a plan. And if you need help, this is what we do. We have coaching programs to guide you along, build business plans out for you. And what's really kicking off these days, I mean, and been very successful, I think it's been most helpful to our smaller contractors is our mastermind groups. Because you're able to come together with like-minded contractors from around the country, non-competing in that similar space, because we're all doing about the same type of work, the same number of employees, sales, all of this, and we can relate to each other. Otherwise, it's hard to find people that really understand what it's like to run this business and to be in this space. It's freaking lonely. Don't you think, John? I mean, you're in the throes of it right now.
100%. It's you need some sort of support. You may need some therapy with us because we're going to help you at least let you know you're not insane, that we're all experiencing similar difficulties. And we're trying to help, you know, this has happened to me. This has happened to them. And just to understand that you're not alone and that it is hard. It should be hard. Working with people is difficult. Everything that we do as roofing business owners is very hard to do. It's a great opportunity, but it is not easy. And so, yeah, mastermind groups are great. We have an awesome one. We'd love to grow more. We love to work with the people that we work with every single week. And it is something that's helped me too, because I get to see other people's perspectives and hopefully move the needle in the right directions for myself, for why I do what I do, and become more profitable as well.
I always had a coach. I always was in mastermind groups because I started off thinking, am I the only guy that doesn't know what I'm doing? That's just kind of stumbling here on the imposter syndrome and so forth. You know, everybody seems to have this all figured out. Well, when you meet with a group of 8 or 10 other roofing contractors, you realize that we're all facing the same struggles, but we're learning together what works and what doesn't. And we're sharing those experiences. We're sharing that camaraderie and having that support, not only support, but accountability. We have accountability partners. And as we know, we go to the gym or whatever, having an accountability partner is going to move you along and hold your feet to the fire. And that's what we like to think we do. I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. Or fill in the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that 5-star experience and even get that 5-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind the scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us. And tell them Dave sent you. Wrap it up, John. I think we got to, hopefully we got our story across and you have a better understanding of what this show is about, because you need to do that in your business, is to show who you are and what makes you different, unique, and use those strengths that you've got to show that. John, take it home.
Let's tell them again, if you are listening to us and you want to grow a more profitable business and you want to know why you're doing what you're doing, listen to us. Meet with us in Mastermind. Do a free strategy call with Dave. This is what we do. We want you to be successful. We want you to not be that 90% in the first 5 years. We want to help you be profitable. We want you to keep your promises. That's what we're all about. We're going to continue to put out as much content as we can to help with that in a free way, so that you can actually maybe not make the same mistakes that we made. So we're here to help. We love the industry, and thanks for listening.
You said it all. If you get a chance to leave us a review, either on iTunes or hopefully Spotify, that would be awesome. And we'll see you next week on the Roofer Show podcast.